Blog Talk Radio.
Has not shown up in, how long has it been? 2-3 weeks?
3 weeks. I'm a slacker.
Basically, what we did, if you guys missed it, we had a podcast 3 weeks ago, and Mark is 51. I got that right this time, right?
Yes, you did.
He's 51. He'd never been to Disney, never had any interest in Disney, and we talked him into going, so we want to get an idea of how much he liked it, what he enjoyed. So we're going to kind of go, if I can remember after all these weeks, we're going to try to do it in order. Kind of like what you saw and what you experienced and see what you thought of it. So obviously you've been on a plane before, right?
Yes.
So that's no big deal. First night we did Hollywood Studios. I believe we went right over to Galaxy's Edge to kind of drop you right into the big stuff. What were your impressions on Galaxy's Edge?
Loved it.
Yeah.
It's mind blowing. Full size, life size Millennium Falcon sitting there.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. Like, when you pull up and see that thing for the first time, it's like, oh, it looks fake almost because it's so, like, perfect.
I'm like, how do you build this?
Disney knows a way. They can do anything. This was kind of like me cheating, though, because I knew the one thing Mark would like would be Star Wars. That was, like, a safe bet, get him onto Galaxy's Edge, and I knew he'd at least like that. And then if the rest of the trip went downhill, we could always go swimming and hang out by the pool.
You're very sly.
Yeah, you went on, we weren't able to do a lot because we got there late, and it was raining. We got pretty wet. We did get to go to Olga's Canteen. Did you enjoy that?
No.
What didn't you like about it?
The food was horrible.
The food is horrible, but it's not really food, though. It's just snacks.
But, I don't know, it's got a cool vibe in there, I guess. I like that.
It's very, I mean, personally, I don't love it either. Being a Star Wars fan, I don't like standing and having drinks. We were lucky enough to sit that night. The drinks are very expensive.
Yes.
But they're cool. They taste decent.
They're good.
The vibe is awesome. Like, I love hanging out in there, but I could just go there, hang, and leave and not buy a drink.
Yeah.
I feel like they get you trapped.
Yeah, you're limited on what you can drink there, too.
Yeah, I think, and it's pretty expensive. I think I dropped, for just me,
they were $15 a drink.
Yeah, for just me and Danielle, I think it was $91 with tax. And
wow.
Tip, yeah, so. It's definitely not cheap, but it is a very cool place to hang out. And it's almost got like that old Star Wars.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like the old canteen vibe. We did also go on Smuggler's Run.
Yes, we did.
What'd you think of that?
Blew me away. I was a little confused. I didn't know what the hell to expect.
What were you just didn't know what the ride was going to be?
I had no clue.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted Mark to approach this as like totally open-ended. I wanted him to get in as much stuff as possible without overwhelming you. I know you don't like walking all day and doing all that nonsense, so I try to limit it as much as I could. But yeah, Smuggler's Run, one of your top five, do you think?
Yeah.
Very cool, right? We did not get him on Star Tours, which was a big fail on my part.
We saw so much other things, though.
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough if you're trying to just do like partial days. And you got somebody new with you. You want them to see everything, but you don't want to burn them out either. So I do think we got a majority in, but that was was it for that night. We just did Smuggler's Run. We did the Cantina, and then you watched the Star Wars fireworks.
Yes.
Did you enjoy those?
To the fires went off.
Yeah. I should go and add, Mark was involved in a house fire a couple of years ago, and it kind of gave him a little bit of flashbacks. So there's this one spot where there's like these torches going off, if you've ever seen it before, and it threw him for a loop a little bit.
Yeah, I started twitching.
So aside from that, though, you enjoyed it.
Yes.
So then the second day, I'm going to say we went to Animal Kingdom. I'm pretty sure we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe we went straight for Pandora.
Yes.
And what were your first impressions like walking into that whole land, just the land itself?
I'm not used to any of these things.
Yeah.
So it's overwhelming, but in a good way. My mind was blown.
Yeah, because I kind of told you what it was like, but I didn't really go into detail,
right,
so it's different seeing it.
Right. You can tell a story all you want until it's not going to give them...
Until you see floating mountains in front of you?
Yeah, exactly.
And we did get you on, I believe, did we get you on the Navi River Ride, the little, where you go on the boat? Did you like that?
Wait a second.
I'm pretty sure we did. It was like a little boat ride where you get to see all the Navi stuff around you.
Yes.
Yeah, nice. And at the end, it's got the shaman that's... doing a little song there. That's cool. I mean, it's like a Small World, but cooler, like a sci-fi version of Small World. And we did get Mark on Flights of Passage twice, I believe. And I know that was your favorite.
That was absolutely my favorite.
And the reason why I knew that is I looked over him a few times, and he had like the biggest Chuck E. Cheese grin on. Looked like a little kid. And you were pretty blown away when you got off of it.
I had to go back.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing. And then... I think what else we got? We got Shadow Dinosaur. You enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
Mount Everest, the roller coaster.
Yes.
You enjoyed that. We got you on Cali River Rapids, the water ride.
Cool.
And I think that's it. It kind of bummed me out because I really wanted to get Mark on the safari, which we weren't able to do.
Yeah.
I don't remember why we weren't able to do it.
Because we did so much other things.
Yeah,
it was activities. Nonstop.
Yeah, by the time we, ate and took a rest in between, it was a little rough. We also didn't get on Bugs, Tough to Be a Bug, which I would have liked to have got you on. That's a movie theater type thing. But overall, I think we got you on most of it, and you got a pretty good impression of Animal Kingdom. Did you enjoy that overall?
Very much so. Looking forward to go back there.
We're two for two now.
Two for two.
Next day, we went to, I think we went to Epcot. I think Magic Kingdom was the last place we hit. We went to Epcot. We didn't do a lot at Epcot, though. I believe we got you on...
Space Mountain.
No, that's Magic Kingdom.
Okay.
Epcot, we got you on Test Track, which you loved.
Yep, that was awesome. I could do that all day long.
Spaceship Earth, that's the one that brings you up in the big ball.
Yep.
Did you enjoy that one?
Yes.
Because it's kind of hard. Like, there's some of them that are, like, classics for me, so I know, like, it might seem boring, but it's classic. For, like, somebody new coming in, I'm not sure if it's enjoyable or if it's just something that I like. Boy, I don't think we got you on much that day.
You know, it was kind of a chill day.
Because we didn't get you on Space or Mission Space.
Ooh.
It's like a flight simulator. We didn't get you on Soarin', which is ridiculous. Did we get you on the land? The land is like a boat ride that shows you like how they grow vegetables and stuff there. I don't think we got you on that either.
We did the Insight.
Did I get you on Nemo?
Nope.
What did I get you?
That was a chill day.
Wow, that was a big miss.
No, I actually enjoyed it. That one thing where you're going all the way around.
That's Test Track.
Yes.
Where you go in the car. Yeah, you love that. And then we did, we had a meetup with the admins. So we met up with a bunch of the Crazy Disney admins. We had a couple drinks and kind of hung out. Mark got to experience the World Showcase. Did you like that?
Yes.
I mean, it was kind of rushed. Didn't get to actually go into each one, but...
No, it was fun, though.
Overall, you liked it?
The smells were great.
And then we went to Coral Reef, which you did not like.
What was that?
That was the place where we ate, where it was in the aquarium.
Yeah. The seafood restaurant with no seafood.
Yeah, it had some seafood, didn't it?
It had one thing.
Clam chowder. I had steak. I didn't care. I liked my steak. So we did. It's a cool ambiance, though, just kind of looking and seeing. I believe we saw a bunch of the divers that were in there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that was kind of cool. So that restaurant is kind of a wash for me. Like, I don't love the food, but it's kind of cool to check out the aquarium.
Yeah, it was a neat restaurant. It's just
the food was not the greatest.
And it was so select. I mean, it wasn't really any. It was like 8 items on the menu.
Yeah, it's real mellow there. It's not one of my favorite restaurants, but we had reservations for La Cellier and ran late because of the meetup. And I had a meltdown because I didn't get my full day. So, yeah, that wasn't my favorite place to go to, but it is what it is. And we didn't even get to stick around. We didn't get you to the light show at night. It used to be Illuminations. I don't remember what the name of it is now.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, but we got him out of there early because my big thing was with Mark is to kind of keep him like where you weren't feeling like I killed you all day. That was,
I'm old
that
and crippled.
Was my big goal. It's like I didn't want to run you right into the ground. So then the final day, well, it wasn't the final day, but the next day we did Magic Kingdom. And the reason why I like Magic Kingdom is there's a ton of rides. And let's see what we got you on. We got you on Space Mountain,
yep.
Splash Mountain, which is my favorite. We got you on the People Mover, Carousel Progress. What did you think of Carousel Progress?
I actually enjoyed it until it broke. And we
oh, that's right. It did break, didn't it? I didn't remember because I fell asleep. Carousel Progress is not my favorite, and anybody that's part of the Crazy for Disney group knows that. But I did it because I know it's, you know, there's a bit of history behind it, and I thought Mark should experience that, and it was a good time for me to take a nap.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I wasn't walking anymore, so.
What was, it got stuck on the last scene?
It got stuck on the last scene.
It just replayed it or something,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Boy, that's my worst nightmare. Not only seeing it once, but then having to repeat a couple scenes. Good Lord. What else did we get? Yeah, we got you on Big Thunder Mountain, the other roller coaster. We missed Hall of Presidents, but we got you on Haunted Mansion, Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yep.
We didn't get you on the Magic Carpets. Boy, it's tough, like, when I start thinking, like, what we got you on, what we didn't get you on. We missed a lot.
What's that Hulk ring?
That's Universal. Oh. You don't want to mention that.
But there's one. I can't remember. Is it Disney? I don't know which one.
You enjoyed the roller coasters are Big Thunder Mountain and Space Mountain. You enjoyed both of those.
Yeah, Space Mountain was
the dark one.
Yeah.
I'm not a big fan of that just because it, like, twists my body in 37 different places.
Yeah, you have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, you turn and you're not prepared for it. Like, everything on me hurts. So by the time I get up, that hurts even more. What did you think of Splash Mountain, the water ride with based on Song of the South?
Can't remember that one.
That's the one that's like a log ride that goes through with the rabbit and the briar patch.
Oh, yeah. That was
drop.
Neat.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That drop was unexpected.
It's pretty legit, too.
Yeah,
it's a pretty long drop. And you get pretty wet. I think you got blasted pretty good. We got that in twice, I believe. What do you think, like, the overall ambiance of the Magic Kingdom, like walking in Main Street, seeing the castle?
Oh, it's insane.
Is it pretty awe-inspiring if somebody's never been there?
Yeah, and it's so clean there.
That is always something I've always loved. It's always been super clean. It's probably not as clean as it used to be. Like, I can remember years ago when it wasn't as busy, obviously. People took a little more pride in it. Like, now you'll see people that go there and they'll, like, leave their garbage on top of a garbage can.
Yeah.
And you can't expect, like, a cast member to be there, like, nonstop picking up after that stuff. So it is what it is. I'm trying to think what we ate there. We didn't eat at...
Nothing was memorable food-wise.
Well, that's the problem at Magic Kingdom. There's only a couple restaurants. They're kind of middle of the road. I don't believe we brought you to a restaurant, though, did we? Or did we just do...
We did a couple restaurants there. I can't remember.
We didn't go to Pecosville. We didn't do the Mexican
that.
Food.
We did one in Animal Kingdom.
No, I was just trying to think of what we did at Magic Kingdom. We must have ate that day. I like to eat.
Oh, that's the one, I can't remember the name of it. We ate down by the water.
Hmm.
I don't remember the name of it.
Anyway, that's a big fail on my part. This is what happens when you have two guys over 50 trying to remember what happened 3 weeks ago. Like, we did go back to a couple places. We went back to Hollywood Studios a couple days later. We did the meetup. What did you think of the meetup?
Met a lot of great people.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the best thing about the Crazy for Disney group is you create a lot of friendships.
Yeah.
And you meet a lot of nice people. Even the people you're not necessarily friends with, just like meeting them, you see them online all the time and actually talk to them as a person is kind of cool. Were you kind of overwhelmed by the amount of people, or was that kind of cool?
It was like a rock concert.
Yeah, it was pretty nuts. It was one of our bigger meetups. It went really well. You got a few drinks in, right?
I got a few in.
Yeah, we usually like to get a couple drinks.
Bought a couple of people, and I had a good time.
Got a little smiley.
A little bit.
So it's a good thing. When the meetup was over, we did our usual. We blocked off all of Main Street, got our picture taken, which was a lot of fun. And then we did, for the first time ever, a Crazy for Disney dessert party. Basically what it was is we rented out both patios for Fantasmic, and it was just our group of Crazy for Disney members, and we had, like, desserts and drinks and watched the show. Did you enjoy that?
I very much enjoyed it.
Did you see much of the show?
I saw everything.
Did you?
There were some people making comments that the view wasn't that great, but I thought it was great.
Yeah, I mean, there's one issue because where the patio is, the bottom half, I shouldn't say the bottom half, maybe the bottom quarter of the scenes are cut off, so you don't really see the boat go by and stuff. If you've seen the show already, it's not a huge deal. You could stand up and see it if you really wanted to. I didn't see a lot of the show because I was mingling so much, which was kind of weird because Fantasmic almost became like a backdrop. So I don't know if people were doing that a lot or people were actually watching the show.
I actually watched it.
Did you eat a lot?
No.
I tried to get as much as I could. They had some really good cupcakes. They had some weird pudding thing with like oats on it, which was really good for some reason. And then I just drank.
I sampled everything. I just did it because it was a bit sweet.
Yeah, it is a little bit sweet. Did you eat all those desserts?
They were good.
And then
it was a gorgeous night, too.
Well, the one thing I failed on was we were supposed to go and do Tower of Terror. We did it.
We did it.
Was that night?
It was.
I think it was that night. We just did a couple of us.
You're right.
What we normally do is we get like half of the group on and we take up like 3-4 of the cars. Unfortunately, between the time that the meetup ended and by the time the dessert party started, we weren't able to do it then, but we did sneak in at the end of the night. What did you think of Tower of Terror?
That was great.
It's pretty intense, right?
I was expecting a little more, scary-wise. But
right.
No, that was perfect. It wasn't.
Well, after a long night of drinking, it's a little rough on your belly. I know. I sat there for a second, a little worried.
But the character,
the cast member before we got on was incredible. I don't remember the guy's name, but boy, he played up that role. Didn't
he? Like he was made for that.
He had a real. And I don't mean this to sound mean, but he looked real creepy.
He did.
And then he played that up like he was even trying to be even creepier than he looked. So it was, I mean, this guy was dead on, wasn't he?
Dead on.
And we had the whole car to ourselves, and there was only, I think, 6 of us. So that was kind of cool, too, that we weren't thrown in with a bunch of people we didn't know.
Yep.
That's how we ended the night. We didn't get to see any more of the fireworks. One of the things that Mark did miss was the gondolas, which was a big fail on my part.
Yeah, that was actually looking forward to those.
Yeah, The problem is Mark was only there for 6 days, I believe, and I was there for 12. So there were things I wanted to do that I couldn't get him on because his time was limited that I got to do, which is kind of crappy. I'll kind of mention what I thought of the gondolas. I thought they were amazing, and they were exactly what I told everybody they would be. They're very quick. There's a lot of breeze that comes through them, so you're not like roasting like everybody thought you would. And the scenery is really cool because it gives you a different view of we just did, now Mark doesn't really know the layout of Disney, but basically the gondolas go from Hollywood Studios to a resort, and then you can get off and you can go to Epcot or a different resort. So it kind of makes its way around, but there's stations that stop. All we did was we went from Hollywood Studios to a resort and back again, just to try them. And I will get Mark on there again. I guess this is what the whole show leads up to. Is Mark a Disney fan now?
100% yes.
I mean, I knew the answer to it already. Because that was my big concern was, like, I love going there, and I know what I enjoy, and I've been doing it for years. But somebody new who hasn't really experienced it, it's either going to be, like, the greatest thing ever or a big letdown.
It was the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, we had a good time. We had a real blast. It was Mark joined my family. It was Danielle and Maya also went, and then we have relatives that are down there. So it had a kind of like a family atmosphere, and we just had a really good time. It was a lot of fun. Our resort's a lot of fun, even though it's not a Disney resort. It's really laid back and cool. We did have to leave Mark one night because we did a Mickey's Not So Scary party, and Mark didn't have tickets for that. I will say I'm not a big fan of those things because – back in the day, they're called a special ticket event. And basically, you pay a ton of money to go for 5 hours.
Is that the Halloween thing?
Yeah, that Danielle and I went to with Maya. And what they did was they sold only a limited amount of tickets. And when you went in there, it was like a ghost town. It was pretty quiet. It wasn't like during the day. Now they've sold so many tickets, it's busier at night than it is because we were there with Mark during the day, and we got a ton of stuff in. We had
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we got just about every ride in. I think we missed... Did we be on Peter Pan?
No.
We missed Peter Pan, Small World, the Jungle Cruise. I think that might have been it. Oh, Astro Orbiter. So we missed like four or five rides, but we only did like a half a day with you and got everything else in. And it wasn't like a rush. We got everything in pretty mellow. Oh, Haunted Mansion. You're a fan of Haunted Mansion, aren't you?
Oh, I love it.
Haunted Mansion's a good one. But when we left, it started to get busy. We went back to the resort. We got our costumes on. By the time we got back to Magic Kingdom, it was probably twice as busy as it was during the day. So we paid all this money to have a bigger crowd, which drives me crazy. And then I felt like there wasn't a ton of characters out. The trick-or-treating itself was good. We probably came back with like a 25-pound bag of candy.
Oh, easy.
Which was ridiculous. We had to leave half of it there.
Yeah, Maya weighs, what, 40 pounds?
Yeah, you'd be surprised how much candy she can put away, though, if you give her a chance. So, I mean, overall, I mean, the Halloween party, I love the decorations. I love the trick-or-treating. They did have characters on the Pirates of the Caribbean, which was kind of cool. Basically, when you went under a bridge, they had a live pirate talking to you up above. And but overall, it didn't shake me one way or the other. Like, I'm still leaning against doing them ever again, but, you know, my daughter likes doing them, so I had to do it. I'm trying to think if we got anything else in. Because I can't talk about Universal. We don't want to bring that up, which Mark actually enjoyed quite a bit because he's a huge Harry Potter fan. But the good news is I'm going back down from the 4th to the 10th of December, and Mark had a weekend available. So I asked him, like, Mark, do you want to go for a weekend? And he jumped right to it. So he's going to be going back down next Friday.
Yep.
So he's going to be going out for 3 days. We're going to do the Christmas party. So we'll get an idea to see what Mark thinks of a party for Christmas, which they make it snow there. We're getting real snow right now in New York. We'll be getting some fake snow when we get down there. And it's actually, I like the Christmas party a little better. It's a little more fun. And then we're going to go to Hollywood Studios, and we're going on Rise of the Resistance.
Yes.
Do you know anything about Rise of the Resistance?
Nothing but the hype about it.
Yeah, I mean,
I can't wait.
I watched it. They had a special on Thanksgiving Day where they had a few more scenes from this ride. And, I'm excited just because I'm a dorky Star Wars fan. But after watching this commercial, I'm beyond excited at this point. And basically what it seems like what you do is you get onto a ship, and part of the ride starts there. That you're kind of captured. You go into a prison cell. Then you get on a ride vehicle. So you're actually leaving one ride to get onto another ride. And to see, all these stormtroopers and AT-ATs and Kylo Ren wailing his sword through the ceiling, I mean, I'm beyond hyped. The only issue is we're going to have to get up there early, so be prepared.
Well, it's early.
I don't know.
I'm not
the hour
person.
We're actually, Mark won't be with us, but a couple other guys and I are going to be doing the actual opening of that ride, which is on the 5th, and we're probably going to be at the parks by, 5 a.m.
Oh, that's insane.
Yeah. So I'm not looking forward to being there at 5, but I am looking forward to doing the ride. I'll get back on the podcast when we return and give you guys an idea of what that thing is all about and how awesome it is. I'll wrap things up with Mark because I know Mark's tired. He didn't get any sleep last night. Showed up 3 hours late for the podcast.
My bad. I have no excuse.
That's the best I get out. My bad. I actually texted him earlier. I'm like, where are you? And he totally forgot about it, so he drove right over here to get this thing done. One thing I did want to mention, though, before we go, is I set a date for the next meetup. It's going to be April 20th. That is a Monday. It's going to be at Hollywood Studios, Anaheim Produce again. The reason why we're doing it on a Monday is because the runners are babies, and they always complain about having to run on Sunday and then go to the meetup. I don't know if you noticed any of that at the last meetup. Which, I did all the runs, so I can sympathize with them, but it's really not that bad. I mean, get over it. A couple drinks, go to sleep, go and do the meetup. So if you're interested in going, it's going to be April 20th, Hollywood Studios, Anaheim Produce, 5 o'clock, just like always. We're probably going to hang out for about an hour and a half. We're going to get the picture done, and then we'll go do a couple rides, probably do Tower of Terror and maybe Rock and Roller Coaster. I will get Mark on Rock and Roller Coaster next Saturday because he did not get to experience that either.
We did that one.
Which was a big fail. But I did get you on Slinky Dog. And
yes, which actually was, I thought it was a kid's roller coaster.
It's kid friendly.
Yeah. Well,
basically, it's not like, you know, you're not getting tossed in a loop, right? Like, we went to, I'll just add this real quick. We went to SeaWorld for the first time. One of our members, Robin Geringer, was nice enough to get us tickets. And we did, like, legit roller coasters that I'm not really a fan of. We did one called the Manta Ray, which basically has you laying flat like Superman and then tosses you in loops and corkscrews. I thought I was going to die.
No, I loved that one.
You loved it, but I thought I was going to die. And then we did, I can't remember the name of the other one, but it didn't do any flips or twists or turns or anything, but it went over, like, hills really quick.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was going to get tossed out.
Oh, yeah, it was like zero gravity. And whoever designed that ride, I hope he brought
it. Yeah, it's so bad. I mean, I get off these rides and my head's spinning. But we did have a good time there. It's nothing like Disney, though. I think that's the biggest thing is, like, when you do Six Flags or you do SeaWorld and then you go do Disney, it's like, well, why am I doing Six Flags and SeaWorld? So we're going to get Mark back over there next week, and we'll try to get you back on the podcast, see what you think of the other stuff.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Yeah. Well,
the time thing.
Yeah, we'll get him on eventually. This time we'll get him on quicker, though. I won't let him escape for 3 weeks at a pop.
Yeah, it's smush.
He gets back on a Sunday?
Sunday night.
And I'll be back 3 days later, so maybe we'll do it later on that week and give everybody an idea what Rise of the Resistance is all about. And Mark, being a Star Wars fan, will definitely appreciate that, right?
Oh, yeah, I can't
I'm
wait
sure.
for
that. One of the other things they're going to do, which I'm not sure if we're going to be able to see or not, they're doing a media event where they're going to be actually flying X-Wing drones over the park. So I'm hoping they'll do that, like, days later, because these are, like, full-size X-Wings flying. These aren't, like, my little... You're going to be able to see these giant X-Wings all lit up flying over Hollywood Studios. So hopefully I'll get some video footage of that, and hopefully Mark will get to see it. So I'll let you guys go, and we'll see you next time. Say goodbye, Mark.
Take care, guys.
Bye-bye.